The following programming is sponsored by Mancini Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
This is Liberty Bell Smack with your hosts, Mark Mancini, Marianne Castello, and Danielle Orsino. Talking sports, entertainment, and hot topics. Let's get the conversation started on Liberty Bell Smack, right here, right now.
And you are listening to Liberty Bell Smack right here on WWDB AM Talk 860. We're here every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's prime time drive time for you folks in the East. You can have listen five ways, whichever works best for you. You can turn into WWDB AM Talk 860. And if you're not in Philadelphia, no worries. We've got you covered on HD2 radio station 97.5. Or you can listen to us anytime, anywhere if you download the WWDB radio app or go to WWDBAM.com and click listen live. Or better yet, call to listen or even talk to us. We'd like to hear from you on this show at 888-329-3306. And I am one of your hosts. I'm Marianne Castello. I'm a board-certified holistic health practitioner and a licensed massage therapist. I'm a best-selling, award-winning, and critically acclaimed author, and I'm currently touring the world with Nectar, the legendary rock band. But that's enough about me. I see our other host sitting in the green room. She's got a string of awards under her belt. She's a celebrated fantasy novelist, and her compelling word weaving pays homage to multitude of personal muses from Clis Claremont and George Perez to Anne Rice, Jim Henson, and even my idol is Wonder Woman. Absolutely love that. Let's welcome our host, Danielle Orsino. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Marianne. How you doing tonight?
I am doing okay. And I have to tell you, our other host is missing. Mark.
Where is Waldo?
That's exactly right. I have no idea where he is, but when he wants to call in and talk to us, he can. But I'm going to say this again for our listeners. I'm going to give you that phone number again, because we'd love to hear from you and from our folks in Philly. And that number that you can call us at and talk to myself and Danielle and possibly Mark if he comes on, it's 888-329-3306. So, Danielle, I'm glad you made it for show number three. Hey!
I made it through. And you still can't get rid of me. We got rid of Mark, apparently. Scared him off.
I wonder if he ate one of like those Philly cheesesteaks or something, and you know.
Oh, he's probably watching a game or eating something somewhere, you know. Lost track of time. You know, he's probably complaining about Taylor Swift somewhere, too.
I know. He really just didn't like Taylor Swift last week.
And Ryan Reynolds. So, you know, you never know. You never know where he is.
Ladies know that Ryan Reynolds is okay. Mark's not here, so now we could talk about Ryan
Reynolds. Now we can talk about Ryan Reynolds, yeah. Now we can talk about him, Hugh Jackman, whoever else we want to talk about. It's ladies' room today. So, you know, when he wants to join us, he'll join us.
I think that would be great. And, you know, speaking of ladies' room, right, because you just said that, in your world of this week and your writings and things like that, did you create any new female characters this week?
It's funny you say that. I didn't create new ones, but I actually wrote a short story about two of my female characters.
Really?
And I kind of have this little love triangle, not love triangle, but yeah, they're kind of sharing, you know, secrets.
Yeah.
Because one of my advisors told me, I didn't even know this existed, a reader's magnet, where you kind of like write a short story that is unreleased content.
Right.
So people will read your stuff. I didn't even know this existed. So she asked me about it. And I just so happened to have had this scene that I never did anything with. And it's about Z, who becomes Queen Aurora, and her best friend Serena, who becomes a mermaid when they're still virtue angels. And they're kind of like just gossiping on the beach. And it turns out Serena's messing around with somebody she shouldn't be messing around with.
Wow.
And so they're talking about it. I can't give it away, but she's not supposed to be doing anything with this guy. Okay. Let me just tell you, she's not supposed to be. And so she lets her friend in on the little secret. And from there, chaos ensues.
So, I have to ask this because you create all this stuff in your head, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is this something that you get from a dream, or is this something you sit in front of, you know, your computer and you just start typing away? How does these scenarios come up in Danielle's head?
The voices. Yes. I always listen to them, but I don't always do what they say. Because then I get in a lot of trouble. You know, it's kind of like Harley Quinn. I can't always listen to them. But yeah, it's the voices, I always say. I don't always know what I'm going to write. To be totally honest, I don't always know. I kind of sit there and wherever it takes me, it takes me. King Jarvok, his name was originally Farjuk. But I was so dyslexic that when I went to take it from paper to computer, it became Jarvok. And in my head, I could literally hear him saying, "That is so much better. Go with that. Don't use the other name." So I'm just the custodian. They just tell me what to do, and then I write it. I don't really have control over them.
Right.
They just show up. Usually around, like, I get that inspiration. I don't know about you for writing, but around 2-3 a.m., that's when it hits. And something always happens. Some character shows up in my head.
Isn't that funny? Because that's exactly what I call getting a download from wherever.
Yes.
And it's like, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to go to bed early. I'm going to go to bed early. I'm so busy. Mm-hmm. I got to get to bed. And then all of a sudden, this bewitching hour, I call it, from like 1 a.m. to about 3:30, 4 o'clock. I don't know if the world is quiet in my land or whatever happens, but I could sit down and I could create anything. Any other time of day, don't ask me to do a thing. Like something like that. It just, I don't know. It can wake you up out of a sleep. But now I've learned to put a notepad next to the bed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's it. Exactly. That's what I've done. I have stacks of these, and I get really pretty journals, like really, you know, cause that just makes me feel better. Peter Pauper Press. They make the prettiest notebooks ever. And they've got like a satin little bookmark.
Right.
And they've got like all these great little covers. I have them by my bed because I've learned that usually it will wake me out of a sleep. One of my characters, Indigo, who's like 6 years old, and I never thought I'd write like kids in the book because I just figured it wouldn't be something I would do. She came through with the song Cherry Bomb, blasting. Yeah, skipping rope, like just across my brain. And she was like, okay, get up, write my story. I'm in the book now. I'm in the series. And she looked like Eloise from The Plaza.
Right.
And I was just like, okay, I guess I'm writing you. And all of a sudden the whole story changed when she came in. And her nickname is Little Big Mouth because that's exactly what she was. And she changed my whole story. And all of a sudden I was writing about six-year-old fae kids like causing a ruckus in the palace and doing all this. And they became my fae Scooby gang and whatever. But yeah, 3 a.m. there she was. So I always get those weird kind of jolts of inspiration. But you write nonfiction, so I don't know if it's the same. You know, like I said, with fiction, I just have to listen to the voices in my head and I can do just whatever. You know, they can, like I said, they always say, you know, don't piss off an author. They may put you in a book and kill you. It's very, very true.
I never looked at it that way.
Oh, I put some enemies in there. I get my revenge through my books. Make no mistake. You know, that whole thing. You know, it's based on somebody. It's purely coincidental.
Right.
Yeah. I'll put that as the preface to all this. And I'll say, yes, it's coincidental. If you think it's you and you've made me mad, it's probably you. But, you know, just saying. But yeah. So I get it out that way. I don't know for you as a nonfiction writer, if it kind of works the same way though.
Well, it kind of does. And it's so great because I think the people who have helped me with this are actually listening in right now. At least that's what my chosen producer, Tyler, is telling us. So thank you for tuning in. Is that I had told you about this book last week. It's incredible. Okay. And this is the Born to Risk book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have people like Amelia Ramon and Danielle Ramon that pose these questions. It's like, what is the biggest risk that you would take for your greatest reward? And you kind of take it in, you heard what they said, and it goes, okay. And then all of a sudden, just like what you're saying, okay, the world's asleep. And all of a sudden you're like, all right, I'm going to go to sleep. And all of a sudden your eyes open and you're like, oh my God, I know what it is. I know what the greatest risk is. Then you have to get out of bed. You have to get there and you start just typing and typing and typing. And I'm proud to say that with Born to Risk, it's turning into a big movement now with people that really want to find out what's going on with them. And they have gut-wrenching stories, total adversity, Danielle. Like, you would not believe the stuff that you hear that people went through. And you're wondering, somebody would have just crawled in a corner and gave up. I'm serious. And some of the stories, I'm like, wow, I thought I had my own stuff, you know? And then all of a sudden, they just keep going and going and going. And it's like, you know, they write about it, and then everybody got excited about it. And Emilio has this whole movement, Born to Risk, you know, so you could go to like borntorisk.com and see what it's all about. But it's like, you get in there, I wrote about it, and then I'm like, wow, is that the only risk I took? No, I took a lot more. But you only could write about one, because it was like one chapter, you know, that
right,
I was in. And the title of my chapter was Chapter 5. And it was saying, you know, what are you willing to risk when you believe in yourself? And that was a thought I was having at like 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I totally admit that, you know. And some people, you sit there and say, you know, I don't know what I'm willing to risk. Or some people want to play it safe. But if you play it safe, because I know you tried to play it safe, and then you're like, no, I'm not going to go to PA school. You said that last week, right?
Yes.
You're like, I'm going to do this author thing. Well, that's kind of the same thing. And the thing is with Born to Risk, everything is contagious. The energy is contagious. It's like, oh, I could help you. You could help me. Because a lot of people in this world are, oh, it's all about me. It's going to be about me.
100%.
I'm going to come to you and I'm going to call you and I'm going to find out who your publishers are. I'm going to find out, Danielle, what you're doing. I want to know what paint you're using for your cards that you do it, your Oracle cards. I want to know everything. But then when you ask somebody for a favor or saying, hey, can you help me with this? All of a sudden, like, the phone's quiet, you know, like they're not always there. And I noticed that you'll find very far and few between people that will help you. Well, Emilio Roman, Danielle Roman are those people that will help. You know what I'm saying? That you, it gives a little to take back. You know, everybody needs to be in things because everybody needs to make a living. You know, you have to pay your mortgages. You have to have your car, you know, to get to your jobs and all that stuff. So you need to make a living, you know, and it's like, everything can't be for free all the time. It might be a nominal thing, but sometimes I believe in the barter system too. Like, I can't give you this, but I could give you this, this, and this, you know, and see what happens. And that goes for anything. But Born to Risk is, I'm so, so proud to be part of this movement and be part of this book. And I love the cover because it has a shark on it. And
yes.
You know, one of my favorite movies, by the way, was Jaws. So when I saw the cover that they came up with, I absolutely adored this. I was like, I think you're going to need a bigger book if I kept writing. That's what I
Nice.
It was really cool.
Yes.
But if you are listening out there, Emilio and Danielle, thank you so much for all that you do for all the authors that come your way and to make it into a movement. And Danny Z that I keep talking about, who's been on all the Got Talents, Britain's Got Talents and all, they're going to have another Born to Risk next year, and he's going to do, hopefully he'll do a great escape, you know.
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely phenomenal. And you can find him on YouTube. He's fantastic. And I'll just keep talking about this book. I could do it all day long. I absolutely loved everybody, you know, you met. And what was funny, I forgot to mention about that whole yacht on the Ben Franklin yacht in Philly.
Yeah.
Was that a lot of the people who were in this book were Marines, or they were served in the service, any type of service. So you want to talk about feeling protected going out on the Delaware River? It's just like, wow.
No problem.
Know? And they did all this great stuff. And I'm sitting there going, well, I wasn't in the service, you know, but I do a service. We all do.
Yeah. You kind of start qualifying and quantifying, like, what you do versus them. My brother served in the Army. So during, you know, our last Iraq-Afghanistan conflict. So yeah, I get that. I have a lot of respect for all our servicemen and women.
No, I do too. And, you know, speaking of respect, we have respect for our family members. And what do I mean by our family members? Those are our sponsors that actually want to advertise in Philly. And when you can watch us on Facebook Live right now, if you want to see our pretty faces, we are on Facebook Live. You could find us on WWDB page or on the Liberty Bell Smack page. We are there right now live. And we want you to hear messages from our commercial sponsors. So Without further ado, Danielle, we'll be right back to talk about more topics right after this.
Hey, Gina, what's the same but different, old but new, and gives you a familiar feeling?
The t-shirt you're wearing with all the holes in it?
Nice. No, it's the all-new Delco Cup. It's Delaware County's newest, oldest neighborhood bar. It's like 50 years old, Gina. That's as old as me.
Yeah, the Delco Cup. New look, new management. You're 51, Mickey. So I take it you want to go?
Kinda, but I know it's Thursday and it's Lady's Choice, so...
Okay, well, if it's Lady's Choice, Mickey, I choose a new t-shirt for you to wear.
The all-new Delco Cup, Delaware County's newest, oldest neighborhood bar, 209 Baltimore Pike in Springfield.
Somewhere along the line, the service industry took a wrong turn. But not at the family-owned and operated JT Auto Body, proudly serving its customers for over 25 years. JT Auto Body works with all the major insurance companies, so estimates will be accurate and worry-free. From full body repair to custom paint and everything in between. Located at 416 Primos Avenue in Fallcroft. Call 610-534-1643 for expert work done right. JT Auto Body. Service done right.
Hi, I'm Joe Kuklis with Draft Nation and Draft 412 in Pittsburgh. And when I'm in Philadelphia, I get a feeling that the Eagles are going to go back to the Super Bowl. Not saying, just saying. And when I'm in Philly, I listen to Liberty Bell Smack.
And we are back here on WWDB Talk 860 on Liberty Bell Smack. I'm your host, Marianne Costello, along with Danielle Arsino. And our friend Mark Mancini is still missing, so I think he's out there enjoying something. But we are doing some lip smacking, trash talking good, some Philadelphia style our way. And I seen you shrug for a second. But before I get to that shrug, we have some shout outs because there's people watching us live on Facebook doing shout outs. It's quite remarkable. We have Maureen Angelica Lynch, known as the Jersey Shore Angel. Thank you for tuning in. She's sending love and prayers our way and thumbs up. And Amelia Roman, there's, and Danielle, they are here and they're saying thank us for the shout out. They totally appreciate it. And they saying anyone who would like to learn more about Born to Risk Second Edition, they could reach out to him on Facebook or email him at the co-author network info at gmail.com. So there you go. Thought I'd just throw that in there. And I'll come back to this Born to Risk because you're going to take a risk right now. I know you are. I seen you roll your eyes when they said that the Eagles are going to be in the next Super Bowl. Your thoughts about that, my friend?
I'm sorry, Philly. I'm so sorry. So sorry. I know you hate me already because yes, I bleed blue. We all know that. I've made that very clear. I haven't hidden that. But my problem is your game against Atlanta on Monday night, 3rd and 3. Okay. And Sirianni calls to pass to Saquon. Okay. Look, I love me some Saquon. I cried a little bit when you took him. I'm not going to lie. I cried. There was a tear shed. There's more than one, but even I know Saquon's not that trustworthy with the hands down the field. Great runner. Great. I love him. Okay. He was my Batman to Danny Dimes' Robin. He was our whole offense. Would I trust him in that scenario to keep the lead? No, I wouldn't. So Sirianni, was it a good call? No, I'm sorry. I can't. Like, you just run the ball. It's 15 to 18. You just got to run the clock down. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then he misses it. If somehow Kirk Cousins, of all people, Kirk Cousins goes down and wins the game. And then afterwards, Sirianni still blames it and puts it on Saquon, who very classy guy. Like, still takes it on the chin. We have some problems with Sirianni that you guys got to fix. Okay, look, I got my own problem, all right? We all know the Giants are a dumpster fire. That's why I keep saying 2025, man, we coming back. So I've already written this year off. But I admit my problems. I admit them. I can say, you know, you got the whole Hassan Reddick problem. Got some issues there. I admit mine. That's half the problem. Half the truth is admitting it. So no, I'm not so sure you're going back. It's cute. And I know Joe, JV, I know him. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the heck you're thinking, baby. So I'm just going to say.
Well, Danielle, here's the thing.
I'll see you at the revenge game.
Here's the only thing.
Tyler's cutting in.
You might be a big fan of your team, but, you know, the one thing is the Eagles, I have the music for them, so we're going to listen. None of your songs can match up to this. That's right.
A-E-T-S, you know, yes. That's all I got because the Giants don't have anything.
You know, Danielle, for folks that don't realize, Tyler, our chosen producer, right on cue to give
a little bit of Philly love to Philly.
Hey, I gotta represent here. I'm the only one in Philly anymore down here.
We're still going to fight. Look, I admitted that you guys have a good team. I'm just saying, the problem is more Sirianni than it is your guy. I think Jalen Hurts is phenomenal. He's a great quarterback. As much as I cried when Saquon went there, I was still like, well, good. At least he'll be behind an O-line that can actually use him to his potential. He'll do something. Look, the Packers game, he was great. Three touchdowns, yeah, a hat trick, wonderful. Your problem is your coach. And Kellen Moore, I mean, really, you picked him up from the Cowboys? I was like, I'll get a divisional guy. Yeah, that'll show him. What do you think he was going to do? I mean, really, there's an issue there in the staff. Okay, I'm not saying it's really the guys, the staff. And Sirianni, like, rolled everybody under the bus. That's not what a coach does. A coach usually says, it's on me. You know, the buck stops with me. I got to get the guys ready, blah, blah, blah. Kurt Cousins, that's who you let beat you? He's got, like, the worst. All right, besides Jones, he's got the worst record on Monday night. You let Daddy Boy do it? Dad Bod? I mean, coal shopping Kirk Cousins.
I mean, if that doesn't scream Philadelphia, I don't know what
Kellen
does.
May. Well, yeah, there's a point to that, too. There's a point to that as well. But what we can both agree on? Watching Dallas?
Oh, murder him every time.
The Saints? Was awesome! Especially after Dak signed that big contract. Come on, weren't you just a little bit like, yep, it doesn't matter if we lost. That was worth it. I know that's what I was doing. I was sitting back going, I got t-shirts as anybody but the Cowboys. So I was just sitting there going, worth it. My weekend isn't so bad now.
No.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Like I said, I'm coming back next year. 2025, I'm going to get a quarterback. I'll be okay. Malik is doing his thing. We'll figure this all out. Belichick will come and coach us. The Emperor will come. It'll be fine.
I heard he gets new clothes or something, right?
But it's okay.
The Emperor's new clothes and all that?
I didn't hear you.
The Emperor's new clothes? Yeah.
I was thinking, yeah, I got that. Yeah, no, I was thinking more of, you know, Vader. You know, the Emperor that way. I was thinking more like Vader, Darth Sith, you know, those Darth Maul, like that thing.
Well, we are a fandom channel now, so that makes sense.
So, you know, yeah.
Well, just think, if not this year, next year, I think what you're saying, Danielle, that in the Super Bowl, we will see your New York Giants versus
I didn't say that.
The Philadelphia Eagles, right? We're going to be...
She's the Jets.
I'm just saying we're coming back. I'm just saying, like, we won't.
I'm watching her getting all worked up.
Man, it's almost as bad as episode one.
Like, let's not get crazy. You know, I'm just like, you know, we won't be the bottom. I'm just saying, like, we'll come back a little bit. We won't be the laughingstock of the NFC East. Though the Commanders do a good job of that, even though, you know, yes, we lost to them, but we all know that. So, you know.
But you know what's happening in Philly right now? We are commanding that we hear from our family of sponsors that sponsor Liberty Bell Smack and myself, Marianne Castell, along with Danielle Arcina. We'll be right back right after this. Show our sponsors some love.
Perfect break.
Somewhere along the line, the service industry took a wrong turn, but not at the family-owned and operated JT Auto Body. proudly serving its customers for over 25 years. JT Auto Body works with all the major insurance companies, so estimates will be accurate and worry-free. From full body repair to custom paint and everything in between. Located at 416 Primos Avenue in Fallcroft. Call 610-534-1643 for expert work done right. JT Auto Body. Service done right.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds at Luigi & Giovanni, your one-stop shop for authentic Italian flavors. Delis, bakery, catering, it's all here under one roof. From savory deli delights to heavenly pastries and phenomenal catering, we've got you covered. Luigi & Giovanni, where passion meets Italian perfection. Visit us today at 3601 Chapel Road and experience the taste of Italy at Luigi & Giovanni. Give us a call at 610-353-4014.
Hey, Leo Haggerty, Amped Up Sports and Night Sports Productions. I'm on tonight. What do I know? You cut me, I bleed cheesesteak. And when I'm up in Philly, I'm looking to watch and listen to Liberty Bell Smack. You got to get on there. You hearing me? That's what you need to do. Book it, Dano.
Back here on Liberty Bell Smack, and we are staying connected, staying entertained. We need to get the conversation started because it's that time for Hot Topics right here on that show. And we'd love to hear from you. Anybody, call us. We want to hear your hot topic at 888-329-3306. We know there's people on the phone lines listening, but they don't want to talk, Danielle, just yet. So hopefully we could get them to talk very soon. But
we'll have to figure a way out to bring them out of their shell a little bit. Pull them out.
I think so. So I'm going to ask you this because I know you have the love of sports and, you know, I'm not going to get your blood pressure rising yet again. I promise you I won't. But in our hot topic, we have the ESPN is actually reporting that their NBA reporter, Adrian Wojnarowski, is retiring from broadcasting to return to his alma mater, St. Bonaventure, to take over the newly created position of general manager of the men's basketball team. So, yeah, I see the eye roll again. See, okay. People can't see that on on radio.
I know. I have to get like a sound effect for it or something.
You really do, because she's got these beautiful eyes and they just roll upwards as I'm telling her this stuff. And he's now slated to oversee a wide range of responsibilities while working alongside Coach Mark Schmidt and his staff. And his duties, get this, are going to include focusing on name, image, and likeness opportunities, transfer portal management, recruiting, and alumni player relationships. So that is what the position they created for him, which could be a good thing. I don't know who's replacing him on ESPN, though. That is what I do not know at this time.
Probably nobody.
Well, here's the thing. Side eye. Well, Wojnarowski, who previously worked at Yahoo Sports, and he worked at the Record of New Jersey. So that's why I'm bringing it up, because I'm in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? And he was a two-time APSC Columnist of the Year. He was voted, I think, for the National Sports Media Association National Sports Writer of the Year for like over a three-year span, I think from 2017 to 2019, 2020 in there. And Schmidt, who is the acting coach for them right now, he's saying this addition to his staff is a home run. And the move is critical to navigate the new landscape of college basketball in the NIL, recruiting and attention. So I think that's a different approach, you know what I'm saying, than what you're used to hearing in basketball.
Yeah, it's different. But when you say likeness and like all those things, I'm just wondering what goes back to the players and that whole thing. You know, we know what the rules have changed with the NCAA and all that kind of stuff. You know, and they finally have fixed some things, but still, because I know I think it was EA Sports when they did the college game for this year, I think the players all got, I think they only got like $500 and a copy of the game to use their likeness and stuff,
right.
Which when you think about it, isn't much at all, especially because they can do all-stars and they could just keep this thing rolling. They don't get part of the royalties or any of that. So when I hear something like a position like this being created and likeness opportunities and stuff, that just to me sounds like you're just bleeding these players again. So I don't know. I think it's still weird to me. I think anything with college sports where likeness and all of that can be utilized and they're looking for more opportunities, I just look at the players and I feel for them, because you see somebody like Caitlin Clark and all these players, these athletes that try so hard in that time. And yes, we know they're looking to get to the next level, and that's great. And they'll get those opportunities at that level. But what about the athletes who try really hard and do well and make a name, but aren't looking to do that? You know, they've still done something and they don't get anything from it. So I think just college sports in general needs like an overhaul when it comes to that. So even creating these positions, okay, this guy's going to make a lot of money, cool for him, but where are the athletes at? Because they're the ones who are doing all this and they're getting, you know, donors to do stuff, you know, to give money and all of that. What do they end up with? So I think it's like kind of a slippery slope.
Yeah, I think it is. I think you said that brilliantly, actually. It was totally brilliant. And with basketball, because I have to admit, I'm not 100% certain all about basketball. I could play basketball. I actually could shoot a basket pretty good. I'm pretty impressed with myself with that. You know, if I was playing the game of horse, I never lose at that. I don't know why.
Yeah, I can't play basketball. 5'2", I'm not.
Marianne plays a mean game of horse.
Against the Smurfs.
I do play. That's right. I do play a mean
good
game
for you. Horse. Like I said, unless I'm playing against Smurfette, I'm probably not doing it much. I think I can cover her like guard. You know, I think I do that well, but that's about it.
Well, what is your hot topic this week? I'm curious.
Okay. Once again, Philly, sorry. Eli Manning. My Eli Manning, my quarterback. My guy who won us 2 Super Bowls. Is part of the nomination class for the Hall of Fame for 2025. Now, yes, it's 157 guys right now, and it's got to be whittled down, but first-time ballot. Mm-hmm. So, yay, Eli. There was a lot of people who didn't think he'd get on. Now, it doesn't mean he's getting in. It just means he's on the ballot, which I'm just going to take as, you know, good job, Richie Cunningham, because that's what I used to call him, Opie Cunningham, because whenever, like, he showed no emotion, he just always looked like Golly G. Willikers, whether he scored or didn't, you know, whether something happened, he, you know, fumbled the ball and he had the same look on his face. But good for Eli. I think, you know, we're getting there, buddy. You might not get in this go round, but that's okay. We're working it. And one of my favorite all-time players in the Giants, Mark Bavaro, is nominated as well. The head scratcher is Jeremy Shockey.
Ah.
I got nothing on that one, guys. Okay, he's a good tight end. Hall of Fame tight end? I don't know. And my arch nemesis, Tiki Barber, is nominated again. This is a woosah moment for me.
So the question like is it fair in judgment, or is this something people could buy their way to, you know, a title in there or what?
Oh, no, this is really fair. Like everybody's got a vote at the whole thing. Now, personal feelings do get involved, you know.
Oh, and then, sure.
You know, my personal feeling on Tiki Barber is no, no. His twin brother, yes, he's already in. He deserved it. Tiki, no-y. I don't like Tiki. We've had interactions. They have not been pleasant between us. We've interacted several times. And each time, we did not get along. So, I don't like the guy. So, you know, I'm just not going to root for him. There it is. I don't care. You can tell me about how many yards, 10,000 yards for a Giant, blah, blah, blah. I don't like the guy. So, you know, thumbs down on that one. But yay, Eli. Mark Bavaro, yay. Marshawn Lynch, you know, Vernon Davis. There's a lot of great guys that are on the list. Awesome for them. Tiki, you ain't getting in. But everybody else, good job. That's my hot topic.
That is your hot topic. And it is hot, hot, hot in here right now. I'm sure Philly fans are loving you right now. I absolutely think it's great. And, you know, when we come back from our next break, do you like pork? Do you eat pork?
I'm going to save that for when we come back. How's that?
Oh, okay. Because it's going to be part of another cute hot topic that I have on the horizon here. That. I know I got you by surprise on that. And
yeah,
we'll be
did.
Back right after these messages on Liberty Bell Smack.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds at Luigi & Giovanni, your one-stop shop for authentic Italian flavors. Delis, bakery, catering, it's all here under one roof. From savory deli delights to heavenly pastries and phenomenal catering, we've got you covered. Luigi & Giovanni, where passion meets Italian perfection. Visit us today at 3601 Chapel Road and experience the taste of Italy at Luigi & Giovanni. Give us a call at 610-353-4014.
Hey, Gina, what's the same but different, old but new, and gives you a familiar feeling?
The t-shirt you're wearing with all the holes in it?
Nice. No, it's the all-new Delco Cup. It's Delaware County's newest, oldest neighborhood bar. It's like 50 years old, Gina. That's as old as me.
Yeah, the Delco Cup. New look, new management. You're 51, Mickey. So I take it you want to go?
Kinda, but I know it's Thursday and it's Lady's Choice, so...
Okay, well, if it's Lady's Choice, Mickey, I choose a new t-shirt for you to wear.
The all-new Delco Cup, Delaware County's newest, oldest neighborhood bar, 209 Baltimore Pike in Springfield.
Hi, this is Kelly Sinnott, former Major League Baseball player of 14 years and the current head coach at Park University down in Gilbert, Arizona. When you're in Philly, make sure you tune in and listen to Liberty Bell Smack.
You are listening to Liberty Bell Smack. We are back. I'm your host, Marianne Costello, along with our host, Danielle Orsino, right here. And we're staying connected. We're keeping you entertained. And we want to get conversations started. We've already started them. But we'd love to hear from you if you call us at 888-329-3306. Now, Danielle, I did ask you if you liked pork. This is going to be such in bad taste right now. People are going to be like, I can't believe this. But do you know Thailand's adorable pygmy hippo, Mudang, has the kind of face that launched 1,000 memes in like a couple of minutes? And he's very cute. I don't know if you actually seen this adorable hippo.
Yes.
It's only a month after he was unveiled on Facebook. Her fame has become unstoppable. And they say fans are unable to make a 2-hour drive. I hope I get this pronunciation right. But Khao Kiao Open Zoo from the Thai capital, Bangkok, to see her in person. So you can watch video clips online or simply scroll through social media, savor meme after meme. And then I realized I better stop eating like, you know, boneless spare ribs and stuff like that as I'm watching this. And watching this cute little face going, Marianne, stop, you know. Then I was like, I really do like pork, though. It's a little crazy, but... I do have to tell you that Mudang, the name of this hippo, do you know it literally means bouncy pork in Thai? It's a type of meatball.
No, I would never have.
It's the fans. The name was chosen by the fans. There was a poll on social media. So it matches her other siblings, too. Get this one. The siblings' name are Mutoon, stewed pork, and Muwan, which is sweet pork. And there's also a common hippo at the zoo named Kamu, which is stewed pork leg. So I'm not making this up. I'm really telling you. I think it's just really cute. So if you have not looked up Mudang, that's Moodeng for your bouncy pork name for your memes, it's a hot topic because the question is, you know, pork. It's what's for dinner? Or is it pork? It's the other white meat.
The other white
really
meat.
Short, right?
Yeah.
And you're making that face that you hate pork.
No, I don't eat pork. Okay, this is why. And I know this is probably going to gross a lot of people out, and I'm sorry. I used to years ago. First of all, I have not had red meat in 25 years.
Okay.
Beef, I have not had steak, none of that. I don't eat pork because I found out that a lot of tattoo artists, when they're first starting out, they use pigs because it's the closest thing to human skin. Like it's the same density. And so I started thinking about that. And then I started thinking about pork being close to human. I put it together in a very weird way in my head. And then I was like, I can't eat pork anymore because I thought close to humans and this cannibalism thing took over in my brain. And since then I haven't eaten it. And it's probably been 10, 12 years. So I have not eaten it. I don't know why I went there. I'm allergic to shrimp, like prawns I can't have. And then so I was like, I'm going to try, you know, lobster, which I was able to eat once. And then I saw a stupid, stupid cartoon on Cartoon Network, like Adult Swim, where it showed a big lobster cooking humans.
Yes.
Like as a joke. And then it showed what the lobster goes through. Like, you know, hearing it scream and like, and after that, I couldn't do it. I couldn't eat lobsters anymore because I really started thinking about how we cooked them. And I wound up getting into that whole, like, you know, I feel bad for the animals thing. And so I have not had fish, lobster, shellfish, pork, beef in years. I can't get off the chicken and turkey. I'm sorry. I still need that. And I don't want to think about how they go. But yeah, so I know it's weird, like, but yeah, no, I can't do it. I just can't. And since having puppies, like, yeah, all my cosmetics are cruelty, animal free, you know, cruelty free kind of things. So I'm trying to be more responsible. You're but no, good. Don't take away my leather bags, my leather shoes, you know. No,
I can tell you this, where I live, it's funny that you say that because I have a heart, but I admit to you that, you know. I do.
No, I'm not saying I'm not judging anybody else. I will never judge anybody else.
I woke
up
the other morning.
It's just my crazy brain.
To look outside, out the window. Not only was there like 24 deer that's there at any given time, but there's a whole family of wild turkeys. And all I'm thinking in my head is like, wow, you really have nerve walking through here and hanging out with the deer and all. Do you realize what time is coming up? Like I would be running for the hills, you know?
So, exactly.
These are the thoughts that randomly go through my mind. But, you know, our chosen producer is actually a little quiet back there. Have you partaked in Mundang, Tyler?
Have I eaten a baby hippo? No, I don't believe I have.
No, I meant have you searched for her online and looked at her memes?
Well, yeah, of course. I have. I was mostly trying to find a way if I could like share the screen so all of our listeners can or our viewers can see the same thing when they watch this, but I for some reason can't find the button for that.
It's okay.
That's it. You tried. That's okay. That's okay, Tyler.
I just love hearing frustration when it's technology issues. I was having them before we got on today, you know, and you can't predict them. But do you notice how everybody just the choice words that come out when you're like really busy and you're like, this is not working.
Yeah, and it explodes.
Yes.
I can hear my husband in the other room when it's happening. And you would think like it's a countdown to a NASA launch and it's like so important that moment. But then I realize I get the same way. So I can't really complain. You know,
no,
I do the same thing.
The IT expert, but I see a lot of IT people say, just hit it. Just kick it for one time and see if it changes it. Oh, and if that doesn't
work,
just
reboot.
Just keep rebooting it and just pray on it, you know? But there's times where do you ever see the movie Office Space? Did you ever see this
movie? He loves that movie.
I love that movie. And what they did to that fax machine or the copier or whatever it was, and they were smashing it, that would be me after maybe a good 2 hours of like, why is this not working? I mean, I have patience, but after a while, like if you're
that much patience.
The patients will run out if like, I know I have to be somewhere. I'm one of those people.
Oh yeah.
I have to be
totally
early
there.
And I have to be on time and I have to be at least 5 minutes early or 10 minutes because I feel like I want people to value my time. So I should value theirs. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I don't like to keep people waiting, but when you have a technology issue and you're like, oh my God, how am I going to finish this? You know, how am I going to fix this? How am I going to fix it? And you're trying to think quick and you see the clock running out. Then I admit
I get
the little palpitations. I'm sure people out there can absolutely commiserate with what I'm saying right now.
100%. I just had that happen to me as I was uploading my new edition for Locked Out of Heaven with the printer. And I got an error message that just said, ink too thick, bleed through page. And I'm like, okay, which page? It didn't tell me. So I had illustrations on 5 pages and I had to go through and I'm like, but which one is it? And so I'm asking and it's not telling me. So I had to sit there and redo 5 illustrations and just guess which one it might be. So I redid them 5 or 6 times, uploaded them. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm still getting this error message. I'm up. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm panicking. So I write the company. I'm like, look, I don't know which page it is. They write me back. They were like, oh no, the error message stays up. You're fine.
Oh. Like,
what? And it was just one of those moments where, yeah, if I had a bat, it would just hit the computer several times. And I'm like, why don't you tell people which page it is? Oh, we thought you would know.
Yeah.
You thought I
No.
It was just like, you're looking like at the email and then you just want to pick up the phone and call them and just be like, what is wrong with you? But yeah, it just, oh my God, there was steam coming out of my ears and I'm just ready to scream. And I get that, you know, especially when dealing with your publishing the books and stuff, you always get these crazy errors and you're like, I'm not gonna fix that. I got no idea. I wrote the book. That's his book. My job is done. Right. I am done now. Move on.
I have a question for you. Something. Speaking of a book, is that a book up on your shelf behind you? Yeah, that. I can't tell from here. Book? Yeah, it looks like a book. You want to tell me about that?
Everything down.
Of course.
This is my novella, At the Heart of War, Danius and Jaden. It's the last book in volume one. I know there's a little bit of a shine. So this is a novella. So this is part of A Tale from the Veil. So each little novella is one snapshot of a story in the Veil.
Mm-hmm.
You can read them in order, or you can just read this one alone and then go back and read the whole series. So this was my last one. It's a sapphic fey romantasy about Lady Danius and General Jaden and all their love letters. So they write to each other while one stays home and one goes to war. And then one of them doesn't come back, but her quiver does. And in the bottom are all of the love letters that she received. And then they're all put back together. And so their conversation over the last 6 months of their lives are reunited. And then you find out some mystery and all these other little things happen. So this one's out now and it's part of volume one of the Birth of the Fae series. And this you've read it, this is on Amazon. This is Barnes & Noble's everywhere. And then this will be included in the audio series. So at the end of Forgive Us, this book will be included as well for free. So you can hang out and wait until the audio series is completely done. And we're already actually, they're recording this, I believe, in 2 weeks. And then they'll all be out by November. So each one is being released. Fire, Ice, Acid, the other novella is with From the Ashes. And that comes out, oh my gosh, next week.
Yeah, going fast.
The 24th.
Ah, good for you.
So all the novellas are included with the audiobooks. They're all at the end of them in the correct order if you want to do it that way. Or you could just buy the audiobook, the book, like I said, Kindle, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, all those places, they have the books. So it's really cool. But I'm proud of this one. This has illustrations too.
Yeah.
It has some pretty cool ones that we did. So I'm kind of excited about it. But yes, I'm excited about the whole Birth of the Fae series. That is all being redone.
That's awesome. Yes. Thank you for sharing that. No, because I wanted to know what that was. You always have some interesting tidbit behind you every week. So I wanted to do that.
Thank you.
And I do have to share this with you yet again. I'm still not off my high from coming back from England with Nectar, the legendary rocket.
Yes.
And I am going to talk about it. I'm going to hold this up because I am so proud of this thing. This is the Mission to Mars brand new album from Nectar.
Very cool.
Has a nice little commemorative book in there. It has fan photos. It's got the lyrics. It's got everything. So you could be part of Mission to Mars. And what's cool is when you open it up, it looks like the red planet. That's what it's designed to look like inside. And then, of course, you'll find us on stage at a theater near you in the back. But this album is getting so much attention. And I want to thank all the fans and especially the Philly fans because this thing is climbing up the charts on Amazon. It's now up to number 28, I believe, the last time I checked. Spotify people are just downloading it. Ah, I hear it.
I was going to say, can you play it?
And then you get to the next part, and that's where I come in. So you reach for the stars on your mission to Mars. And so that voice, too, by the way, that you're hearing is Rich Shalanda. And the reason why Rich Shalanda is so special to us is because when you hear that intro and outro music to Liberty Bell Smack, he wrote that for us. He's like, I want you guys to have a fight song in Philly, you know? And he did that, and he did it by, you know, his honorary way that he does things quietly. And I'd love to give him a shout out, because without him, we wouldn't have some of the stuff that we do. And that Mission to Mars, that song rocks. And it's really a truly good song. And there's a little chant in there. It's like, celebrate, you know, and then we're like, scream and shout, love yourself. Let it
out.
It's very cool. The whole album takes you on a journey. You know, it's not literal Mission to Mars. It's your Mission to Mars. The shows are always in 3D
for
that song. And One Day High, One Day Low, that's on there. And some of the songs there, you know, they're a good 10 minutes long. You know, that's just how we do it at Nectar. They have songs that sometimes are 18 minutes long, just so you know. But I'm so proud, so proud to be part of this album. I had Rich brought me out of the shadows. He gave me a much bigger presence on this album. So I have so much fun. But the fans have been really like writing in. And I just want to say, you know, even online now, thank you so much for, you know, supporting Nectar, coming out to the shows. I've seen quite a few of you at the shows, and you came up and introduced yourself. So thank you so much for doing that. And I just had to mention that really quick. I did.
I think that's wonderful. And thank you, Rich. Appreciate everything. I think we have to support each other. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And Tyler,
it's not done enough.
He's right on it today in his little
Tyler's
producing
good
booth,
today.
Man.
Yeah, some good choices, some bad choices.
But I love it. He's on it today. He's absolutely on it. But, you know, I just also noticed, too, as we're on the air, it's starting to get dark early again here in the East. Do you notice that? Because I noticed it was kind of really a lot brighter when we started the show, and we're getting, you know,
I'm looking
later part of the show,
too,
and I'm like, wow, I don't believe this is happening right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm not ready for it, I have to say.
No,
I don't.
I'm just glad Mark's not on today, because he would be rubbing in our faces that he's in sunny LA out there. So when we're going to be sitting in snow here, all of us, that goes for Tyler too, and you, Danielle, and me, he's going to be on here. Just, I'm warning you, Danielle, you don't know him like I do when it comes to these shows.
I know, yeah.
He is going to be rubbing our faces in it, amongst other things. I could tell you that.
You know what? I was living down in Charlotte for a while. I don't mind the change of season. I missed it down there, because it was very weird when I would be celebrating Thanksgiving and then it would be the exact same weather for Easter. Mm-hmm. It was just like, it was kind of Groundhog Day. I missed that kind of change. So I am now, talk to me in January when it's 0 degrees out. I'm looking forward to having snow for Christmas, because I did miss it down in Charlotte. I did. I like having that little change. I missed snow. I don't miss it in January. You know, like, we can get rid of it after the holidays, but I do miss it. I am looking forward to it. Please do not curse me with the worst possible blizzard ever now, but you know,
no,
I'm sure
I'll be coming
the
to
weather
find
gods,
you because
the weather
I am
gods
not
are
a snow going, person.
They're like rubbing their hands together and going, watch.
Cause I'm
going
to come after you, Danielle. Cause
and I deserve it. Northeast.
I'm telling you, the word that starts with the letter S and ends in the letter W and is four letters long, that is a four-letter word I do not have in my vocabulary. It really isn't.
I'm not a cold weather girl. I'm a South African penguin. I'm small and I was meant for warmth. I'm right there with you. I'm like the penguins in, you know, Madagascar. Smile and wave, boys, and, you know, let's suntan. I am meant to be in warm weather, but I do miss change of season. I love fall. My favorite time. Go.
And you know what I love too? I love beaches, because that's where I could find the shark for Born to Risk. And I'm going to say it one more time for Born to Risk. If you like this book, I'd love to autograph it for you, send it to you. It's also, I'm proud to say, I'm part of the documentary. Please, you could direct message me, or you can email us at LibertyBellSmack, or and you could Facebook me. You could direct mail. I would love to hear from you and talk to you about it. So I promise you, I'm off of my Born to Risk thing for right now. And I cannot
authors
believe,
love to talk about their books. They'll always talk about any time.
Anytime. But I cannot believe a full hour has gone by. A little worried about Mark, so we're going to check in with him to figure out. I hope he was just around the streets of Philly, or maybe he's in Pittsburgh doing something with the Pirates. Who God only knows right now. So, Mark, if you are listening and you're out enjoying yourself and you didn't show up for us,
accountability.
Definitely accountability you're going to be answering to. That's when they say, do you want to talk to the man in charge or to the women who know what's really going on? Got it. And he can't argue it right now. He can't. I love it.
That's the best part of all of this right now. And by next week, he'll forget everything we said and we'll start all over new, and he won't be able to say anything back. So that's even better.
It is better. And matter of fact, we have to go, but we will be back next Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. That's drive time for you folks in the East, actually. And you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. If you miss the show, no worries. You can find it online on Liberty Bell Smack or WWDB. You can also be able to talk to us there, give us show ideas, call us the next time that you're here. But for this week, we're going to do a countdown. I am Marian Costello, along with Danielle Orsino and our chosen producer, Tyler. Thank you so much. We will see you next time. Are you ready? Like New Year's, count it down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Liberty Bell Smack. That's what I'm talking about.